Hi, and welcome back to another installment from PanicAttackRecovery.com, the home of the free newsletter on panic attack recovery. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about how you can reverse a panic attack. You're in the middle of a panic attack, your hands are sweaty, your heart is racing, and you're having all of the other symptoms that you have with a panic attack, and you obviously want to alleviate those symptoms. So what we're first going to do is we're going to talk about, you know, in a nutshell, what happens during a panic attack. And at that point, we'll then switch gears once we're finished talking about that and discuss how you can use that knowledge to your advantage. So let's just talk about what's going on, during a panic attack so that you know, you know how to use that knowledge. And I will show you how to use that knowledge to your advantage. So during a panic attack, what is known as the fight or flight response is activated. Even though you as an individual aren't in any real danger, this response then activates the body's mental and physical survival responses, which of course release chemicals such as adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol, etc. I can list various chemicals and things like that, but the important thing to note is that there is a physiological reaction happening. You know, pupils will dilate, respiration increases, blood flow to the brain is reduced. So there are a number of changes happening, and of course that's going to have an impact on your thoughts, because your physiology certainly impacts your thoughts. So the fight or flight response is activated, and obviously you're having physiological symptoms, and your thoughts are becoming impacted by the symptoms. So what happens is you will try and reason out the panic attack initially to try and reassure yourself, really, that nothing is going wrong. But unfortunately, you're having these physiological symptoms, which of course exacerbate your thoughts, and you say, well, maybe something really is wrong. And then you start going down that road, and the whole process gets worse and worse. So as you can see, it's a vicious circle, and it's a very tricky circle to be in at the time. When you're not having a panic attack and you're not anxious, it's easy to see it as a cycle. But when you're in the middle of the anxiety or panic attack, obviously it's much harder to actually have this knowledge impact you in any way. So if you're in the middle of a panic attack, knowing that it's a vicious cycle can be isn't necessarily that helpful. But it can be helpful once we go the next step, which is to look at how to reverse the panic attack. So that's what we're going to switch gears and discuss at this point. So what we're going to discuss specifically is we're going to look at the actions on our part that occur when we're in the middle of a panic attack. So keeping in mind there is a physiological process happening, so we're obviously, our heart is probably racing, we may feel dizzy, we may feel like we're not even in reality because of various chemicals going in the body. Blood flow is reduced. You're not in a rational mode, because if you think about fight or flight, I mean, it's a survival instinct. It's a survival reaction. And the most important thing when you're in the middle of a survival situation is your strength, so that you can run away from the situation or fight. We have, and it is useful in the right set of circumstances. For example, if your house were on fire, then it would be important to get out as quickly as possible. But in the middle of a rational situation, you know, it's not useful to have that same fight or flight response. So that's what's happening with someone who has a panic attack. They're having this fight or flight response happen, when there's really no threat. So what we're going to discuss now is, again, getting back, I'm sorry for digressing there, but we're going to discuss how you can use this information to your advantage. So what we need to do is we need to look at what happens when we're having a panic attack. So it's going to take some willpower on your part. You need to take some notes, document some notes, write down what it is that you do when you have a panic attack. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Many people, when they're having a panic attack, will begin to talk faster. Some will talk very loudly. Some will pace back and forth in the room. Some will sit there and use gestures with their hands, such as holding their head in their hand, waving their hands in the air. Some people will continually sigh with anxiety, For some people, that's a very, very good indicator that anxiety is increasing and perhaps a panic attack, if it's a person that has panic attacks. Some people will cry. But the important thing is that we all have things we do as individuals when we're having a panic attack. And these actions actually are exacerbating the panic attack. But not only are they exacerbating the panic attack, they're also feeding the panic attack. So if you can change these actions, you can actually reverse the panic attack. So the question becomes, we document what we do is we need to think about a strategy. Okay, what am I going to do that's the opposite of this? This is this goes back to a behavioral perspective of psychology, that you know, obviously your behavior will obviously affect your physiology and your emotions, and that's the premise here, is that what you do affects ultimately how you think and your emotions, how you process things. So once you have a list of your tendencies when you're in the middle of a panic attack, you have this information documented. So if you're feeling anxious again, you begin to feel a panic attack coming on. What you need to do at that point is, instead of pacing back and forth, sit still. Now, the tendency of this will cause you to feel like, it will actually cause you to feel like, you know, it's the opposite of what you want to do. It's the opposite of your instinct at that point in time, because you're in a fight or flight situation. You're saying, I don't want to sit still. I want to keep on the move. And if you constantly go to the mirror to look at your pupils, or you look at other people's reactions of you to see how they're reacting, don't do that. So, for instance, put your attention on perhaps a TV program or book. Now, obviously, if you're in the middle of panic or anxiety, your attention span is going to be very limited in what you take into the TV. That's okay. The important thing is to go through the process of looking at the TV or the book. So resisting your tendency to pace back and forth or to do whatever it is that you do during a panic attack. So you're doing the opposite. So you have to really think about, okay, what is the opposite of what I do? Let's look at a couple of more concrete examples, because I think it's still theoretical at this point. Let's say that when you have a panic attack, you will talk very quickly. So, you know, you're talking very quickly to someone else. So the first thing you need to do is slow down. So you would talk slower. So you would force yourself to talk slower. Again, your reflex here will be, I need to speed up. But that is your anxiety. Once you slow down, the physiological symptoms in your body will begin to lessen and decrease. And your racing thoughts will thus decrease, because you're taking that part of the cycle out. What I would also use as an example is someone who speaks very loudly, perhaps when they have a panic attack. Perhaps the pitch of their voice or the volume of their voice just simply increases. So obviously you would need to speak very quietly if you're in the middle of anxiety. So talk very softly. So there are really many different possibilities for people when they're having a panic attack. Tendencies that they have in particular. But you need to, let's go through the steps again. You need to pay attention to what it is you do when you have an anxiety attack. You know, are you putting your head in your hands? Are you talking quickly? Are you pacing back and forth, etc.? And then you need to have that information on hand the next time you have a panic attack. And you then need to do the opposite of that activity. But a good idea, after you've documented what it is that you do, you should probably go back and think about things in opposite. So, of course, again, if you're pacing back and forth, sitting still would be the opposite of that. So that's what you want to do. You want to sit still the next time you have a panic attack. If you talk very loudly, you want to talk very softly, etc., etc. So if you do this over time consistently, you will have a consistent result. For more information on panic attack recovery, recovery from agoraphobia and anxiety, please visit my website at panicattackrecovery.com and sign up for my free and continuous newsletter. Thank you. The material in this newsletter is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for a psychologist, psychiatrist, or other healthcare provider's consultation. Please consult a psychologist, psychiatrist, or appropriate healthcare provider about the applicability of any opinions or recommendations with respect to your own panic attacks, anxiety, and agoraphobia, or any other symptom or condition.